Okay, so I think that's one of those great stories where you could just stop there, because there's so much in it. There's so much it tells us, and we can see how God kind of cares for Elijah in his place of great pain. Now, Elijah in this passage, the reason he's so sad is because a lot of things have happened in his life. He's just had some incredible highs of seeing amazing miracles that God is working. But now he's the only one left. He's seen destruction and harm around him, and his life has now been threatened by this very scary, wicked queen. Almost like the start of a Disney movie, right? And so we have Elijah fleeing. He is in pain. He's in deep sadness. He's in deep despair. And the beauty of this passage is that we go through how God cares for him. And then by the end, we don't quite have that last bit on the passage, but by the end, he gets up and he goes to complete his purpose. He goes and he anoints two kings. And he goes and finds his successor, someone he can train up. So we have quite a good beginning, middle, and an end, and a good ending of something that is happening to Elijah. But we have got some things that God does along the way. Oh, it's giving me a... Oh, there we go. We've got some things he does along the way. Elijah's really honest with God about where he's at. I don't know if you've had some times before where you've just tried to push through things, but actually Elijah is really honest that he has had enough, Lord. He's still keeping up that communication and telling them what is wrong. We start off with Elijah in this really bleak state, and we see how God brings him through, and God comes to help. And I was thinking, I have an exact bag like that, like a Mary Poppins bag. So I'm going to ask for some helpers to come up, because we're going to look through a bit of a toolkit or emergency kind of mental health kit that God seems to use in this passage to help. So, have I got any young people that would like to come and find out what's in our Mary Poppins bag? I'm afraid I haven't quite done the trick of being able to pull the giant lamps and things out. I couldn't figure out how they did that. But have we got anyone that would like to come? Hello, what's your name?
Maya.
Maya, that's a beautiful name. So, do you remember in the story what it said was next to him, baked on hot coals when he woke up? Get it out for you and you can hold it. Do you want to tell everybody what it is? That you can turn around and hold it. It's bread. Oh. So Elijah is in deep despair. He runs off and he just falls under a tree and he says, I'm just done. He doesn't even have the energy to get up. He has the energy for nothing. Don't you love the idea that when we're in that deep despair, when Elijah's in that deep despair, God wakes him up from a nap with a snack. And not just a snack, freshly baked bread on hot coals. Oh, I think that's what we all need when we're in that time of grief and sadness. So, the first thing that God uses in his toolkit for helping is food. Does anyone here, I've talked about my husband and my son getting hangry. Does anyone here get hangry? Yeah, so we know so much that food affects our mood. So if we're going through something difficult, we know food affects it. Oh, we're going to start a little picnic up here. Okay, so good reminder for all of us. If we're feeling a bit low, food is a good first step. The next one we've got this. Water. He also gives a jar of water. And we know in this heat, water is so important because our brains just do not work properly if we have water. So God seems to know all these physical things that Elijah needs. Before he can help him mentally and spiritually, he needs to look after the physical body that he's in as well. So we've got some hot bread and we've got some water. Do you want to give your water a shake? Because you've got some little rocks in there. Amazing. And then we also have... Can I have another helper? I'll get something for you in a minute. We got another helper that's maybe a little bit bigger. Come on. Okay, so we've got some shelter. This was quite a hard one to find an item for. I couldn't fit a house in my bag. Right, here we go. We have got some shelter. So first off, Elijah has some space under a tree. But then God prepares him. He gives him some food and some water. Can you hold your items up? Gives him some food and some water. And then he has enough energy to travel to an even better shelter. A shelter in one of God's holy mountains in Mount Sinai. So we have this time of shelter. We need to know we're in place of safety. That we're in somewhere we can fend off from weather and from rain. And the next one we've got... What's the
chocolate
to say? Emery.
Emery, come back. Look.
Would you like to hold this for me? Oh, some shoes. So the next one we've got is purpose. Now, I didn't bring my walking boots because my son's smell are not nicer. So can you hold these little shoes for us, Emery?
Yes.
Thank you. Can you hold them up really high so everybody... Oh, wow. Well done. So we have purpose. I don't know about you, but COVID felt like a difficult time for purpose. Such a difficult time for purpose. What am I supposed to be doing at the moment? The relaxing was nice for a bit, but actually, we get to a point in life sometimes where things can circle the same, the same, the same. Found it hard being a mum as well. That can take up time in different ways. You need to find purpose in life. And God gives Elijah purpose. He gives him something really important to do. We might not all be told to go and anoint the next king or to go and find a successor. But there is such incredible purpose. Purpose of children, purpose of joy, purpose of helping people, purpose of building our homes, working at our jobs. So how can we think about purpose in our own lives? Oh, I've missed one out. Sleep. Do I have a helper that would like to wear a little mask? Would you like to wear it? You can wear it down there if you want to. So we have sleep. So another really important physical thing. I'm really struggling to sleep at the moment, and it's definitely not helping. So we need sleep. We need all the things for our body, all the different things that we can contain. Would you like to hold this one for me as well? Should we put it on like a hat? There we go. Oh, very fancy. And our last one. Have I got a big strong helper that can help me with this one? Can you hold this one too? Yeah. It's quite heavy, isn't it? That is my journaling Bible, and I definitely recommend those as presents. They're so great to be able to write in all the boundaries. I've got notes from the morning of my wedding where I was really terrified. I didn't know what was going to happen. Journaling Bibles are great. And this is a legacy I want to be able to pass down to my daughter and to my son of passing on a story. Because this purpose and legacy are so important because they go beyond us. They go to helping others. They look outside of our body. And the legacy, the beauty that God gives us is he gives us the fact that we are children and sons and daughters of God. Through Jesus Christ and through baptism, we come to his family and are part of something so much bigger than ourselves. As humans, we love scaffolding ourselves onto a story. Whether that's a story of our career, of our family, of our culture, we love doing that. We're people who look, that's a beautiful shoot, thank you. We're people who look to see what we can be part of. And God gives us that in the story of the Christian church. And the God gives us that in this legacy of the Bible and being part of something that is then built for future as well. So we've got all these things. Can you hold them up for me? That Bible's a bit difficult, isn't it? Wow, can you show everybody else? So we've got food, water, shelter, sleep, purpose, and legacy. We need these things to kind of help us be happy, to feel fulfilled in life. And so, would you like to put these things back in the bag? And I'm going to ask if you can help me with some instruments. That's okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Rachel, would you mind getting the box of instruments for me? Oh, wow, you're all so helpful. Can I have a round of applause for my helpers? They were so good. Okay, so would you like an instrument? Ready? Because I need your help. There you go. Okay, so can we have a little practice? So I need you to shake it. And then if I go like this, we stop. That's okay, sweetheart. I think she wants to be back there. Should we shake it, have a practice? And then stop. So, it says that Elijah went to the mountain. He's there, and sometimes we're like this too. We expect God to answer in these massive, massive big ways. But actually, we see from the story that God answers in these tiny whispers. So first, there was a windstorm. But God wasn't in the windstorm. And then there was an earthquake. Should we do our feet as well? So then there was a really noisy earthquake. And then there was a fire. Can you shake it round and round like a circle? But God wasn't in that either. It says, after all those things, God was in the gentle whisper. Can you just say to the person next to you, the gentle whisper, gentle whisper, gentle whisper. That's really hard to hear. Sometimes we have to listen really, really intently to hear what God's saying, to hear what God is talking to us. That might mean coming to church, meeting with other Christians, praying with people, talking. God says, when two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them. Sometimes we need to be with others to help us hear. We need to read our Bible and see what whispers to us. So God's given us all these beautiful things to try and help. But the number one thing to remember is that God sees the despair and the pain, and he wants to come and be with you in it. He wants to walk with you. He understands our bodies and our minds and our hearts. And he wants to bring us into peace and into purpose with that. Amazing. Should we put our instruments down and we'll pray? Thank you so much. Good job. Okay, so let's do what we feel we need to do to pray. So you might want to close your eyes. You might want to sit on the floor. If you want to sit on the floor, you can lay on the floor. So just take a moment of stillness and quiet. Father, when life feels really loud, busy, hectic, overwhelming, we pray, thank you that you do whisper to us and ask, Holy Spirit, that you help us hear it. And Holy Spirit, we ask that in food, water, shelter, sleep, purpose, and legacy, you show us if there are any places that we need to grow in to get stronger. We pray that we can notice you in the quiet, we can look for you, and we can help others in their sadness or their despair in places where they're struggling. Amen.